This is BFM News. I'm Tanya Organ. A 55-year-old man is dead following a single vehicle accident that occurred on Route 480 Burgio Highway near Top Pond yesterday. At approximately 4:15 p.m., RCMP received the report of the crash and attended the scene. Police say the vehicle crossed into the oncoming lane of travel and came to rest in the ditch on the opposite side of the road. The driver, who was the lone occupant of the vehicle, died at the scene. The investigation is continuing. A 59-year-old man is dead after an all-terrain vehicle crash that occurred in McKay's yesterday. At approximately 5 p.m. on Monday, Bay St. George RCMP received the report of the crash and attended the scene. The lone occupant of the quad, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected from the ATV. He died at the scene. The Office of the Chief Medical Examiner is involved in this ongoing investigation. The province's seniors advocate released a report today, which is the first step in attempting to address the cost of living challenges identified by seniors through an extensive consultation process, including 1,400 seniors. Susan Walsh says 32% of seniors said they did not have enough income to meet their financial needs and were unable to afford food, rent, medications, and required medical services. She says this is contributing to poorer health outcomes and reduced quality of life.
So this report we released today is really a response to that. And so the Watt Golden Years report outlines 12 recommendations with the idea of trying to do two things: put a little more money in the pockets of seniors, but as well reduce the cost for seniors so their money goes a little farther.
Walsh says this includes indexing the seniors' benefit, reviewing both the maximum family net income threshold to receive it, and exempting seniors in receipt of GIS from having to pay for their required home support.
If your income is less than $29,402, then you will receive the maximum seniors benefit, which is $1,516. If your income is over that, but up to $42,000, you'll receive some portion of that amount, but it gets lower and lower with every dollar you make. And the cutoff percentage is, it reduces at a rate of 11.66%. So what my recommendation is, in the first instance, is to index the seniors benefit. This past 2 years, the province has put 15% extra increase into the seniors' benefit, but it hadn't put a penny in since 2016, to our knowledge, and so as a consequence, even with 15%, that only put $200 in the pockets of seniors.
Other recommendations include exempting households who meet the threshold from having to pay for their required home supports, implementing the Food First NL recommendation for a shared food delivery, increasing the amount of money per kilometer people traveling for medical reasons, and providing all people aged 65 years and older free access to the high-dose influenza vaccine. Government is reminding residents that the National Emergency Alerting System, Alert Ready, is scheduled to issue an emergency test message through television, radio, and compatible wireless services tomorrow. Sarah Thompson has this report.
Some residents will not receive the test alert on their wireless device due to device compatibility, LTE network connection, cell tower coverage, device software, and/or settings. As Canada's emergency alerting system, Alert Ready delivers critical and potentially life-saving alerts through television, radio, and compatible wireless devices. A partnership of federal, provincial, and territorial emergency management officials, Environment and Climate Change Canada, Pelmorex, the broadcasting industry, and wireless service providers, the system ensures residents receive emergency alerts immediately to take action to stay safe. Last year, the Alert Ready system delivered more than 820 public emergency alert messages to Canadians. For BFM News, I'm Sarah Thompson.
The town of Steady Brook Council is looking for public input on updated municipal plan and development regulations. A public consultation will take place at the community center beginning 6:30 this evening. The municipal plan will guide development for the next 10-year period. The town will also consider written requests from groups, corporations, or individuals. Corner Brook Mayor Jim Parsons says staff at the New Western Memorial Regional Hospital are anxiously working on getting everything tested and ready to go by next summer. He had a tour of the modern facility on Friday and spoke with staff.
We're talking to the staff about the next step, because of course building is one thing, but getting it operational and, you know, next summer is the push for getting that done. And they've been planning this and trying to adapt and figure out what's going to have to change for how they operate in order to take advantage of this new building and the way it's designed. It was a good chance to talk to a lot of staff there, and they explain how, you know, they're changing things or planning to change things, and it gave me a lot of reassurance.
Parson says this facility has been needed for some time.
If you've spent any time in our current hospital or with loved ones or yourself, you know how badly it's needed. And the new facility, it's, you know, hospital is one of those places where it's the worst and best days of your life. And it's stressful. This new facility, I have to say, not only does it have, I guess, modern ways of delivering services, it also looks fantastic. It's bright, has a lot of light. If you're going in for chemo or you're going in for dialysis, those units are right up front.
The West Coast Sanitarium opened in 1951 and became part of the first Western Memorial Regional Hospital in the 70s. That's Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ.